We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Welcome to the Guilty as Charged podcast. I am Scott Simpson, your host. So excited to talk fantasy football with you. The NFL draft just happened last weekend. Chargers picked up 5 offensive players. Can't wait to tuck in. But first, I want to let you guys know we are brought to you by Blue Wire. I am a part of a team as well. It's not just me. There's Alex, there's Tyler, there's Steven, a bunch of great guys. Go check them out over on Twitter. It's GAC Podcast 17. Follow them. You'll follow all the boys. Jump on in. So excited. Who am I, you say? I am Scott Simpson. Nimble W Numbers on Twitter. By the way, that number, that Nimble stands for with. Nimble with numbers. Twitter just wasn't long enough. So I had a few people come at me today and just go, what does that mean? Nimble W Numbers. It's Nimble with numbers. Twitter just doesn't give you that much length. So you can check me out over there on Twitter. I'm also a podcaster. I have a podcast, The Fantasy Millionaires. It's every Monday at 10 o'clock on the Worldwide Sports Radio Network. Also have Chalk Blocked every Friday night at 11 with Bo_McBigTime, Jordan Vanek 1 on Twitter as well. Those boys chop it up. We've got great guests coming up. I can't believe the guests we have coming up. We have Matt Harmon coming up on the show. We have Dan Brown coming up on the show. We've just got a plethora of great guests. Howard Bender's coming up. That show is going to be great. So please do check us out over there on the Worldwide Sports Radio Network. And if you love to do gambling-related things but that are not gambling, that are close to but not, you should jump on Underdog Fantasy. Totally legal. Parlaying, picking, best ball tournaments. I am on there. Promo code Nimble when you sign up, please. Right now they're doing a Best Ball Mania 2 draft where you can enter to win a grand prize of $1,000,001. Total prize is $3.5 million. You get a free $25 when you deposit anything on the site. Use that to go and play in the Mania, or you can go play their Rivals or Pick'em games, which I love. Parlay up to 5 plays, 20 times your money. It is awesome. I love it. Go check that out. It's on the Apple Play Store. It's also on the Google Store as well. So do all those things. Google Play, I guess, and then the Apple Store. So go check that out. All right, let's tuck into what we are here to do today, and that's to look at the Chargers rookies and to see what did we get in the draft. What does it look like for Bolt Up Blue Nation going into this 2021 season? So what we're going to do is we're going to break down each of the offensive rookies. There was 9 picks. 5 of them were offensive players. We're going to talk about where they were picked, kind of what their profile is as a player, what do they bring to the team, and how they can enhance the fantasy value of the players on the team and kind of where the impact is going to be. So let's start with the first round pick, my man Rashawn Slater. Right? I didn't think he was going to fall. He is an outstanding tackle, the second-ranked tackle in the draft. He has been crushing it. He did opt out last year, so he did not play due to COVID concerns. But when he was healthy in 2019, he was going up against some of the best. You might have recognized the second pick to the Washington football team. Maybe you know who he is. Maybe you don't know. His name is Young. Yeah, he's good. He's real good. Our guy Slater did a really good job going one-on-one against him. So that's the kind of quality of player you're getting. So here's some of his measurables. I'll give you – he's out of Northwestern College. He was a three-year starter. He is 6'4", 315 pounds. So a nice size for a tackle. He is third in bench press this year with 33 reps at 225. So he's nice and strong. He's also agile with a 91% agility score, 90% speed score. So he's fast. He's strong. This is what you want to hear, right? He also brings flexibility to the O-line. He can play more than one position. He can play tackle, which I think they're going to have him play right now, but he can also jump in and play guard. He could be an all-pro potential, particularly if they move him inside to the interior line. He's just going to be stronger than most of those guys he's going against. I love this pick. This is really going to help solidify the run game. They've done a lot of changes. Last year, PFF ranked the Chargers run O-line as the 32nd worst or the 32nd best in the league, or the worst, right? There's no other way to go. There's only 32 teams. So they've made some changes, right? They brought in Corey Linsley. They brought in Matt Feeler. So they have other things. They've also picked up Rashawn Slater. So they're refortifying their line. I think this goes a long way in helping Herbert stay upright, and then also supporting the run game, which we talked about before. Austin Ekeler prime for a top 12 performance this year, RB1, definitely at the end of the first round, beginning of the second is where I like him this year. So this is a really good pick for them. This is an A-plus pick over from Scotty to Hottie. Their second pick was a third round, or their second offensive pick was in the third round, Josh Palmer, wide receiver out of Tennessee. So he's a Canadian, which I do love. There's been lots of great Canadians jumping into the NFL, particularly last year with Mapletron. And if you know who that is, shout out to that's somebody who plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, you know, a big guy. You know, Chase Claypool, how he's also Canadian. So shout out all my Canadian brothers out there. So here's Josh Palmer's kind of player profile, right? He went to Tennessee. He's 6'1", 210. His NFL comps are Jacoby Jones, which not bad, not bad. I like that. PFF has him, though, as a less physical Jordy Nelson. So more of the possession, also a burner, but possession as well, which I like. Here are some of the strengths that he brings to the Chargers team, right? 70% of his receptions went for first downs. So we're talking possession, we're talking downfield, we're talking able to stretch the field and get you those yards when the ball is in his hands. I love that. Another thing that's one of his strengths is, I know they said he's not as physical as Jordy Nelson, but he is physical, particularly on the inside. He can win those battles and get to the ball on those slants when you need him, or when he's in the slot, when he needs to get past the linebacker. He can do that, and that's what you want out of your third-round pick. Now, some of the things he does need to work on this year, some areas for growth as he goes into the NFL, accelerating out of his breaks, and then accelerating after the catch when he catches the ball in space. So that urgency, I'm sure, will come, be coached into him every week as they you know, doggedly prepare for the NFL season. I think those are things that he can overcome. Fantasy-wise, he's not going to be super relevant. He might have games in DFS where he goes off. His battle is going to be for that wide receiver three position with Jalen Guyton, who did a great job last year, who stepped up when players were hurt, when you know Williams was out, or Keenan Allen missed some time in the games. He really did a good job. So he has his hands full. I do think you might see him on special teams getting a little bit of just get his blood warm, right? Getting him in there, being able to kind of run down and do some of the maybe the punt coverage, getting him going. But I do think there's value for him. I think he's going to be an asset, particularly in the next couple of years. So look for him to emerge later in the season with Herbert. Another third-round pick that they had was my man Trey McKitty, tight end out of Georgia. He had also played at Florida State. We got a nice, athletic, strong tight end. He is 6'5", 243 pounds. His comp NFL comp is Jordan Akins. Here are his strengths. I watched some of his film today. He's really good at inline blocking. And so that's when you can seal the edge. You know, when you're the edge blocker, on a tight end particularly, you're going up against D linemen. You're going up against, you know, the Chase Youngs of the world. You know, the people who you have to be able to move. He did a really good job of sealing that edge, giving the running back a nice little turn angle right off his backside, as they say. So that's a strength that the Chargers definitely needed. That supports the run game. That's going to be able to support Austin Eckler. That's going to support Josh Kelly. Anybody else, maybe, you know, our sixth-round pick as well. So I like this pick. He will be on special teams. He is a very strong, fast player. So I do like him running on the Gunners team as well. Maybe in the kickoff, maybe not in the punt team, but I definitely see him laying the wood on some people, hopefully just showing his physicality. Some of the areas he does need to improve on before he becomes fantasy relevant, before he jumps in there, he needs to develop as a pass catcher a little bit, and he also needs to work on his route running. Those are things, though, that are going to be coached into him. I really like that Jared Cook is here. I don't think this takes away from my projections too much from Jared Cook last week. I think this solidifies the tight end room and really does help make them as a unit a stronger unit. And I'm excited about this pick. I think this will be a strong pick for them. In the fifth round, my guy, Brendan Hymus. Yeah, you got to pronounce that right. You don't want to say the wrong thing. Guard out of Nebraska. He's a big boy. 6'6". Man, I wish I had a couple inches. I'm only like 5'9". So shout out all my 6'6 brothers out there. And my brother in real life is 6'7". So, you know, I know those tree tall guys. They're great. So he's coming out of Nebraska. He was used at guard and tackles. He's got some versatility. He's got excellent vision. He plays with a little bit of a nasty attitude, which as a lineman, I played lineman in high school. You got to have a nasty attitude, folks. That's what you bring every day in the trenches is a nasty attitude. I'm not saying you're mean to people, but your physical violence you have to bring down there to protect your guys. I love that. He had 40 college starts. So that just shows you a lot of trust in him. You know, if you start 40 games at Nebraska, you're a very veteran, seasoned, well-coached up lineman. So I'm excited for him. He's not going to be a starter. He'll probably be a backup, but he'll be a utility. Somebody goes down at guard, he can jump in. Somebody goes down at tackle, he can jump in. So I love that. Really adds the depth to the O-line. All right, here's our last pick, our sixth round, Larry Roundtree the third. Can't leave off the third. I love that. Out of Missouri, Mizzou. Oh, this is not correct. He's much bigger than that. I have him down 315 pounds. He's not. Let's ignore that. But he will go with the comp. Jonathan Williams is his comp, which, you know, it's an okay comp. It's not the best comp ever. Some of his strengths include passionate, aggressive running, which will you want, you know, particularly down by the goal line. And he does have potential as the goal line back. He's a bruiser. He initiates contact. Now, here's some areas for growth for him particularly. When he needs to play under control and also develop patience as a runner, which, you know, that does happen for young running backs, particularly, in college and in the NFL. So I think these are things that can be coached in and supported. I think he adds depth to the running back position, particularly down at the goal line. So fantasy-wise, I don't think he's going to be relevant right off the break, but I do think that he will vulture a touchdown here and there. So if you're playing the DFS and you're trying to get a nice little score, look for him to get you some touchdowns every once in a while. So, all right, that's our recap of the Chargers 2021 draft. You can find me, Nimble W Numbers, on Twitter, FF Millionaires as well. Chalk block the whole thing. Go over, do some underdog fantasy best balling. I'll be there, Nimble W Numbers. That's where I'm at. I love this, every second of it. Also, make sure you do go and subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you're not already subscribed, subscribe right now. Push the like button up, too. We want that as well. And then go over and follow the Guilty as Charged podcast crew. Tyler, you got to follow him, right? He's cool. You know, Alex, I mean, looks way cooler than me, you know. And then Steven, that beard is crushing. I'm trying to get my beard just as strong as his. So go follow the crew, GAC Podcast 17 over there on the Twitters. You're not going to regret it. All things for Guilty as Charged. I am Scott Simpson, and I'll see you guys next week.